This is Ted Kennedy. The administration is not adequately enforcing the law on sanctions against South Africa. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, a recent report by the Congressional General Accounting Office reveals a shocking lapse in the administration's enforcement of economic sanctions against the apartheid regime in South Africa. These sanctions are the law of the land, Al. They prohibit a variety of imports made in South Africa. The ban clearly applies to products of companies owned or controlled by the South African government. 2 years ago, the State Department listed 106 government-controlled companies whose products are banned, but the State Department bureaucrats left something out. They forgot to specify the products made by the companies. Millions of dollars in prohibited South African goods have been entering the United States illegally each year. Our customs offices don't know which products are banned. What's up, Al? There's no excuse for that loophole. Who's enforcing the anti-apartheid law? Savings and loan executives? The people at HUD?
Lord sakes, Ted. Donging on South Africa again. De Klerk was just sworn in as president. In his inaugural address, he spoke to all South Africans and the world. He is determined that South Africans will be united, blacks and whites as equals, and I believe he can succeed if people like you will let him. He will only succeed with our help. Sanctions only cut off his country. Open dialogue and open trade will enable us to be part of their transformation, not just as onlookers waiting for a destructive bloodbath. De Klerk said in his address to his people, "The eyes of responsible governments across the world are focused on us." Then he urged us, "Take note of what is happening in South Africa. Use your influence constructively to help us attain that goal." And sanctions are always your response, Ted, and that's still racism in reverse. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on campaign finance reform. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.